You're listening to Upstream, a production of the Open Source and Standards team at Red Hat. For more podcasts and updates, visit community.redhat.com or follow us on Twitter at Red Hat Open.
I'm Rich Bowen. I'm the OpenStack Community Liaison at Red Hat, and I work with the RDO project. RDO is a packaging of OpenStack by and for the CentOS community. Last month in Vancouver at the OpenStack Summit, we had a meetup with RDO enthusiasts to discuss the future of the RDO project and various developments that have happened over the Kilo cycle. One part of that discussion, led by Yaramir Kufal, focused around the RDO Manager project, a new effort to provide an installer and management interface for your OpenStack cloud based on RDO. You can listen to the entire recording at the URL provided below this, but I've taken the liberty of editing out some of the inaudible pieces and putting in some commentary, and hopefully this will be a good introduction to the RDO Manager project.
RDO Manager is sort of extending the way how to install the RDO itself. So right now we had PackStack, which is non-HA, and it is installing RDO for, let's say, proof of concepts or playing with RDO. We are extending it for RDO Manager, which is a deployment and management tool for larger scales, especially for production environments. It is based on the OOO project, which is the OpenStack official deployment program. And it borrows ideas from SpinalStack, which is Inovent's tool, which is a company which we acquired a year ago or something like that. So RDO Manager, just very shortly, RDO Manager is based on the OOO idea, OpenStack on OpenStack. So you are having UnderCloud, which is a small restricted cloud OpenStack, which is then deploying and managing your actual town-facing cloud in the end. The basic idea is that once you install the UnderCloud on, let's say, VM or bare metal, we are supporting both environments. Then you fill it with the content, like you register nodes, flavors, you upload images, and then we are using Heat to orchestrate the deployment for you. So we are deploying those images to the nodes which you specify with the flavors, and then run Puppet on top of each node to configure the services for you. It's all available at on the websites. We have RDO Manager website, or at the RDO website we have direct link for the RDO Manager website. Important is we need to keep the capitalization of the letters, because RDO website is not very good with that. It's case sensitive, so the M needs to be large, capital. And there you can go to the documentation and you can really start playing with that right now. Supported is CentOS. For Fedora, we are working on that, but CentOS is the infrastructure you want to start with. Also, it's working on RHEL as well.
At this point, there was some conversation about the OOO heat templates that drive all this process and the desire to create a community around those, providing heat templates reflecting various deployment scenarios.
We want to gather feedback from the community, what type of environments you are running on, what type of heat templates you need to run, so we can actually extend our use cases to support as much as possible type of environments. This doesn't replace PackStack. So PackStack still stays in the place. They are trying to use very same Puppet modules in the background. PackStack is sort of intended really for small deployments, for testing purposes. This is for really large production-wise environments.
At this point, Perry observes that one important difference between PackStack and RDO Manager is that PackStack lacks high availability. He goes on to observe that if you have more than a handful of compute nodes, you'll probably want additional controller nodes. And if you want more than one controller node, you probably want to go with RDO Manager rather than PackStack. Here, someone asks about the availability of upgrades using RDO Manager.
So upgrades, there is no support from Juno to Kilo. But from Kilo to Liberty, we are heavily working on upgrading and making that available. For smaller updates, this is already in place, and we are actually using Heat to orchestrate the YUM updates on each and every node.
There is a little more to the recording, including some rather specific questions that I have clipped out. I will include the link to the full recording when I post this podcast. Also, be sure to look for the other parts of this Hangout that I'll hopefully be posting within the next week or two. Thanks for listening, and come read more at rdoproject.org.
You've been listening to Upstream, a production of the Open Source and Standards team at Red Hat. Music for this podcast is The Big House by Jason Shaw, available under the Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license. For more podcasts and updates on work with the larger open source community, visit community.redhat.com or follow us on Twitter at redhatopen.